Hej och välkommen till Swedish Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language. We are going to speak Swedish, surprise, and the first word of today is repetition from a previous episode. It is a person, the person is she. Do you remember how to say she in Swedish? Take your time and say it out loud. How would you say in Swedish the person she? Hon, hon, can you say that? Hon, very good. And the person she is, the word is very similar to the person he in Swedish. So perhaps we should just repeat that also. Do you remember how to say in Swedish the person he? Han, han. Yeah, so han is a wide smiling sound, han. And hun is a round mouth, and the sound is back in your throat. So once again, the person she, how would you say that in Swedish? Hun, hun, very good. Now, the next word of today's lesson is also repetition, but it's a word that we have been using in another context or situation. We have previously in Swedish been talking about that I have done this or that. I have studied physics, I have worked at IKEA or something like that. I have done this or that. And today I would like to use that word to talk about when a person, for instance, I have something in my life. So it's not that I have done this or that, but I have something that I own, I possess, or something that I'm blessed to have in my life. It can be an object, it can be a relationship, it can be whatever. So just as in English, we can use the word have in that context also. And well, of course, I would like you to think and see if you remember that word. Have is, in English we have has and have, but in Swedish there will always be one single verb for every person. So there's only one word you need to find. So take your time and think, how do you say in Swedish the word have? Har, har, can you say that? Har, very good. So har with the final R sound means that somebody is doing it. So it's not to have, but it's I have or she has or something like that. So as we're talking about the person she now, how would you say in Swedish the two words she has? Hon har. Hon har. Bra. Now, to say something that a person can have, I was thinking about family relationships. So, in English you can say she has a husband. And that is, of course, possible to say in Swedish, because you can have a husband in Sweden also. A husband in Swedish, we are actually using the same word as a man. So what we call a man is also what we call a husband. Please note that every man is not your husband, but it's the same word in Swedish. This might sound a bit confusing, but it will, well, never be confusing in everyday life, because you will either say that it's a man or my husband. So you will understand it from the context. So, well, in this case, we will say that she has a husband. And the word husband in Swedish, or actually I'm going to teach you a husband, of course, because you need to know if it's en or ett. So, a husband or a man in Swedish is pronounced simply like this. En man. En man. Can you say that? En man. Very good. So, man. It's short, the sound is wide and smiling, man, M-A-N, so it's spelled just as in English and pronounced in a very Swedish way, man. And a man has, sorry, I will ask you, how would you say in Swedish the two words, husband, en man, very good. So, please say the four words of the sentence, she has a husband. How would you say in Swedish, she has a husband? Hon har en man. Hon har en man. Very good. So that is a way of saying or describing your life or your family and so on. Now, of course, we can just swap that the other way around and say that he has a wife. So perhaps we should try that. So first, he has. We were talking about that a couple of minutes ago. How would you say in Swedish the two words he has? Han har. Han har. Very good. Han is he. And actually, if you want like a, well, a trick to remember it, you can think of the rhyme here. Because he is a man, so the word he and man, they are, that's a rhyme in Swedish. So we have he, han, and man, man. So he is a man will be han är en man. Han är en man. Well, perhaps that can make you remember it more easily. I don't know. But now I would like you to learn how to say he has a wife. And a wife, that's a completely different word in Swedish, so we will have to learn that. And of course, you need to know if whether it's an N word or ett word. And, well, I will teach you that now. So a wife is pronounced like this in Swedish. En fru. En fru. Can you say that? En fru. Very good. So here is a vowel sound, u. It's spelled u, but it's pronounced with a Swedish sound, u. So please make your mouth round and note that your, how to say that? The sound is supposed to go out from your mouth. U, u. So you're blowing a little bit. So please repeat the word, the whole phrase. How would you say in Swedish the words? A wife. En fru. En fru. Very good. So finally, I would like you to say that whole sentence. How would you say in Swedish? He has a wife. Han har en fru. Very good. And with some more pace, we could say han har en fru. Bra, superbra. That was all for today's lesson of Sweezy, and looking forward to next episode. I hope to see you then. And as always, if you have questions about the teaching, please let me know. Okay, ha det bra. Hej då.